Okay. Hey, party people. It's gonna fuck me up. Not gonna lie. Well, just hear myself. Maybe I don't need to hear myself talk because I just, you know, when you are talking on the phone and it sounds like you can just like hear yourself talking in the background. Yeah. No way. Fuck that. So, honestly, hi, I'm Robin. I have no idea what I'm doing, honestly, but today's goal was just to get started, so that's what we're doing. I have, honestly, no idea what this is going to be about. A lot of people walking around in my house, so I feel kind of embarrassed because it sounds like I'm talking to myself in my bedroom, which technically I kind of am. I'm just talking into this piece of technology, but I don't know, man. I guess I have to get used to it. I feel like once my mom leaves, I'll feel less stressed because she's like, I feel like she's about to come in and say bye, and then I'm just gonna be holding this fucking microphone. And now I'm like thinking about, oh, what would I say, you know? What do I say? Hey, yep, I'm just recording myself now. Like, do I hide the mic, guys? Nah, don't hide the mic, that's pussy. I'll just hold it, I guess. This is me now, guys, holding a microphone. One day, I'll get to recording these, and that would be... Honestly, sometimes I don't want to record them. Like, the whole point was not to be in front of a camera because then I would have to, like, get ready. Like, right now, I'm just sitting in my robe, butt-ass naked, not giving a fuck. So, yeah. Maybe I'll never record. Maybe I should do, like, a get-to-know-me, talk about myself a little. I mean, do I even know myself? Yeah, I mean, I know what I know. What do you even know, Rob? So, sometimes I talk to myself. You might catch me doing that. Don't judge me. That's what you came here for, was to hear me talk. So, that's gonna be no fair if you do that. And if you do, that's on you, bro. I really don't care. I'm gonna still talk to myself. So... Hopefully they don't say bye. Yes. Okay. Well, they didn't say bye, so my anxiety for no reason. Look at that again. Pew, pew, pew. Okay, so maybe like a get to know me. Let me get some water in my mouth. Now that that. Man, shit. Okay. So, get to know me. What do you want to know? Oh my gosh. So, my favorite color is orange. I really like bowls on my face. I'm just kidding. I really like to, I don't know, bro. What do I even do? I fucking go to work, go to sleep, and sometimes I do some school. And I really like what I do with my life because sometimes when I'm not doing that stuff, I hang out with friends. Or I don't hang out with friends and I just sit at home and get really fucking high. Yep, that's my life. And I like to, I guess you can say sometimes she likes to read. And I would love to say that I like to write, but honestly, like, I've done so much writing in school right now that I'm a little burnt out and I don't even care to pick up my own, like, pencil. Like, I mean, I'll journal my feelings when nobody wants to listen to me, but, like, that's about it. Like, writing, like, she has to learn how to write on her own. She can write for school, but not for fucking, I mean, I'm writing, dude. I'm writing at the... Like, I build websites. So, like, I write those fucking. Don't discredit yourself, Rob. She's a writer too, okay? Just in a different aspect. Not necessarily. More in the technology, you know? Yeah. I mean, I know. See, there's things that I know and things that you don't know. That's just the way the world works, you know? Get to know me. I wish somebody was here to trigger a question. Let's look it up on the internet. I mean, how to get to know someone. Okay. 22 not boring questions. I like that headline. The first fucking thing that popped up on Google was like, ask genuine questions, further with the conversation. And I was like, well, that's not gonna work. Okay. What's your favorite way to spend a day off? Oh yeah, this is a good one. I like to spend my day off waking up whenever. Fuck the alarm. And I usually like make breakfast because I never really eat breakfast like when I work because I don't know what to fucking eat, okay? I just don't know what to fucking eat. So when I'm like at home, I like have like my time, you know? And then I usually work out and I'll probably like go to the beach or something like with one of my friends, just my friend. I know my one friend that I'm talking about. Her name's Hannah. I mean, I guess I can say her name. She won't care. And if not, maybe I'll go to like the farmer's market or something and walk around there. I like walking around there. If it's the weekends, I get fucked up with my other friends, with my other cousin Alexis and those, that crew, shout out. And yeah, next question. What type of music are you into? Oh my God, I fucking love music, bro. Am I still recording? I really do love music. If music didn't exist, I don't even know how I would exist because, like, you know, I'd be crying and I'd be singing and I'd be dancing. Like, what the fuck? It's a vibration and I am literally a vibration, so I'd be vibing. That didn't even answer the question. I just was saying my obsession. So what type of music? My favorite type of music. White girl music is what I like to categorize it as. When you think of a white girl, you know, you think of maybe like indie music. I mean, that's what I would think of. That's why I named it my own category that. Indie music, sometimes I like EDM, sometimes I like rap, you know, but you know, my selection of rap is not like really my own selection. It's always like I gather like my friends' favorites and then I put them all in my own playlist and then I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess that's how you get songs anyways, so never fucking mind on that. And then I like, yeah, pop on a good day. I don't know, whatever the fuck I'm feeling. If I'm sad, I listen to The Weeknd. I'm always in the mood. Honestly, not even if I'm sad. I listen to The Weeknd when I'm happy. Okay, here I'll name my top five artists. I have this one playlist where it's just my favorite artist. Okay, it's going to be The Weeknd, Rihanna, Bob Marley, FKJ, Masego, and Smino. Those are my, if like, I just, yep, those are it. Those are my favorites. What was the best vacation you ever took and why? Best vacation I ever took and why? Ooh. Take a lot of vacations. My favorite. Okay, my best vacation. Oh my God, dude. So I would have to say Europe because I was like older and I was like able to experience it. But a real close runner-up is the Philippines because that shit was just like fucking more of a culture shock than Europe was for me. So, and I was way younger, so it really like taught me a lot, you know? And I was like, oh my God, yay. I can have like appreciation for like what the fuck is going on in life. I don't know. So I'll talk about both. Let me get some water in my mouth. I'm dry. Okay. Europe, because what the fuck? Who the fuck doesn't like Europe as an American? I was not of the age of drinking yet. I think I was 20, so like I was able to go there and like order drinks with my cousin, and like just fucking waking up in Paris was like, I don't know, a dream come true. I've always wanted to go to Paris. Like, it's fucking Paris, bitch. And I wore like choked because I'm like getting choked up. I wore all my cutest outfits, and I don't know, dude. I woke up and you just look out the window and you're like, I'm in Paris. Like, everything like there is exactly like, you know how in America, or I guess in San Diego and Balboa Park, like only those buildings look like that? No, bitch. In Europe, everything looks like that. The only modern fucking building I saw the entire time was like malls and like Zara. Like, I remember like we were walking down this, like all the buildings were normal, and I just see a fucking black box and Zara, and I was like, of course they would. No hate to Zara, I fucking love that place. I'm just saying, yeah, of course they would. I fucking shop at Zara all the time, but they be doing that shit. Yeah, anyways, what was I saying? Yeah, and just being in, like, I went to Barcelona, Paris, and fuck, there was one more. Well, my passport got lost in Paris, and so I stayed an extra weekend and missed out on, I was supposed to go to Venice, missed out on that, but I made it to Rome, and we went to Rome. So yeah, that was super fun. Oh my God, losing my passport was karma. It was such an experience, though. I got to stay in Paris. That's why I fell in love with Paris even more, because I got to stay there like extra few days. Super fun. So much fun. It was so much fun. I got to watch the World Cup while in France, the Women's World Cup, while we were playing fucking France. It was France and America. Bitch, that was a great night. I was like, we were in one of those big ass crowds, like, you know, with the fucking game on the big TV screen, like just getting fucked up. Woo! Yeah, super fun. And I don't know, being an American, I stood out anyway, so I was like, ah. And Philippines, yeah. Oh, I went there when I was little. I don't really want to talk about that place anymore. I mean, it was a great fucking vacation. I remember going scuba diving and swimming with sharks there. I'll never forget that memory. That's why I think it's the best place ever. Like, I remember going scuba diving for the first time, and honestly, my only time. But I got to go in the shark cave. Oh my gosh. And all the coral and the reef and the fishies are so cute. I'm obsessed with, like, I don't know, aquarium shit, the ocean life. Just can't believe that fishes breathe under fucking water. Who the fuck? How do you fucking breathe underwater? I've tried so many times, just choke. Yeah, I've tried. And I die every time. Yeah, it goes in my throat and I just be like, bleh. What are your hobbies? Okay, where's the next place on your travel bucket list and why? Ooh, this is hard because all the places on my bucket list have been other people's ideas. I want my own. Hey, don't listen to me, Siri. Siri is listening to us. Next place on my travel bucket list, bitch. Where the fuck do I want to go? Where does I want to go? Honestly, I've always wanted to go to like, why does this like, this is gonna sound weird, but some part of India. And like, want to go to India. Or like maybe Greece. Ooh, Santorini. Santorini. Somewhere like in the Mediterranean. I'm thinking those vibes right now. Between Greece and India and anywhere. Maybe not anywhere between there because I'm not very good at geography. So honestly, I don't know what countries lie between there, but you know, that area. That Mediterranean Sea country area. And okay. And why? Because why not? And what are your hobbies? How did you get them? Sometimes I brag that I am learning how to slackline, but I've been quite lazy with it. Don't really have any progress on it, not gonna lie. But I would like to say that it's a hobby I picked up on for working towards it when she has time. And how did you get into them? I wanted to teach myself how to balance. That was it. I just wanted to know how to balance on a fucking rope. Just thought it'd be cool. I saw a person doing it one day and I was like, dude, if I knew how to do that, that'd be fucking cool. Imagine just like passing every drunk driving whatever test. God forbid if I like that happens, but like I'm just gonna be like so good at it instinctually because I can fucking walk on a rope. What was your favorite age growing up? Ooh, good question. Favorite age? What was a good year for me, dude? I'm trying to think. Kindergarten, dude, full of anxiety attacks. I hated going to school. I don't know. Always been like that. Cried every day. So not that year. I think I don't know if I can say her name. Second grade teacher. She was cool. That was a good year, dude. That was a great year. Made all my friends. Made all of them. That's when I started finding out. Well, honestly, dude, I remember in kindergarten stealing one of my friend's boyfriends. That was great. I was gonna say second grade was when I started knowing that boys liked me, but no, kindergarten started hoeing out right then and there. I would say. Yeah, fuck middle school. Second grade, dude. I don't know what age I was. Maybe eight. I don't know. How old are second graders? Seven? Maybe seven. Seven sounds good. Great year. Second grade. What was the last thing you read? I mean, I read this book for school. It was called Oryx and Crake. It's pretty interesting. It was by Margaret Atwood. She was a girl who, does the Handmaid's Tale show or book? She wrote the book for them. She's a good writer. This Oryx and Crake one was not the Handmaid's Tale. It's super cool. It was about this fucking. Do you want me to talk about it? Basically, they make this like sex pill that like wipes out humanity, and then like this is like one survivor. And yeah, that's. I'm not gonna like ruin the book for you if you want to read it, but it's a little synopsis, I guess. Would you say you're more of an extrovert or an introvert? I'm gonna just naturally say extrovert because I feel like comfortable. I can like be social and like I don't mind being social, you know? But I do have like my moments of like don't fucking talk to me, you know? But everybody has those moments, so yeah. So that's why I think I'm an extrovert. In a crowd setting, if you were to put me in the crowd, you know? I don't know, dude. I've had a lot of moments where I just didn't fucking talk to people. What's your favorite ice cream topping? Hot fudge. And hot fudge and like a cherry on top. I just like hot fudge sundaes. So good, dude. Ice cream topping, cherries. About it. I mean, I don't know, whipped cream maybe, freaking fancy with it. Sprinkles if you really have it. What was the last TV show you binge watched? I just finished anime. That was weird. I'm watching Schitt's Creek now. I was watching Hunter x Hunter for those who wanted to know. And then now I'm watching Schitt's Creek, and that one's pretty funny too. This is like my first time binge watching TV shows, so I'm joining the club. It's really hard for me to watch TV. I'm doing pretty good, actually. I just have to get really lazy, dude. And, the period helps, dude. Now I'm on my period, and the period makes me super lazy. I think that's why I binge watched. But, yeah. Usually I don't have, like, the energy to binge watch because I fall asleep. But not that I... TV's cool. Look, my moon's out. She's so cute. Yeah, sometimes I have a thing about TV, but depends what I'm watching. If I like the show, you know, if it's beneficial. Are you into podcasts or do you only listen to music? She's into both. Duality, bitch. Do you have a favorite holiday? Why or why not? My birthday. Because it's my birthday. Every other holiday just kind of exists. I mean, shout out to Christmas. I am Christian, but, you know, only for selfish reasons. If you could only, I'm just kidding, God. Don't joke. I mean, I am human, so I am selfish sometimes. Okay, just had to get that out of the way. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Dick. Probably, like, one food. No way. I've always wanted to say salad because I can make lots of different kinds of salad. But maybe, like, oh, I love gyros. I could eat gyros for the rest of my life. But I really like pasta. Mexican food, Filipino food. I don't know. Don't make me choose one. I like options, bitch. Do you like going to the movies or do you prefer watching it at home? Don't really care. I don't really care. Watching at home is cool because I don't like spending money, but the act of being at the movie theater, I like being at the theater. Like, I like going to, like, plays and stuff. So, like, being at a theater doesn't bother me. Like, I like being at a theater out in public. No preference. What's your favorite sleeping position? Butt ass naked. What's your go-to guilty pleasure? I don't know. Guilty pleasure? Like, making out? Like, what does that mean? Like, making out with somebody? Like, making out with people? That always gets me in trouble. I just like to kiss. I don't know. What's your go-to guilty pleasure? Maybe they're talking about food. I don't know. Guilty pleasure. You know me. Put it in the comments section down below. In summer, would you rather go to the beach or go camping? What if I go beach camping, bitch? I'm about to go beach camping, like, this weekend. That'll be fun. I'm going to skip some of these questions because they're getting stupid. Do you have any pet peeves? Ugh, driving. Damn, this is hella questions. Okay. I mean, like... Do I smoke another bowl? Because I'm, like, lazy right now. Like, I don't... Should I just keep answering these questions? Do you still want to get to know me? Is this fun for you? Like, is this fun? It's hard to do this, like, when there's no feedback. Like, that's what I have to learn. Like, maybe that's, like, a thing I have to learn. Like, is to do things with, like, no intent of feedback. I don't know, like... How do I tell if I'm being interesting? Like, do I need to spice it up? I don't know. Maybe I'm just doing this entertaining myself. I mean, I guess I have no audience yet. This is weird. Like, it's just because these questions are getting kind of boring. Would you rather cook or order in? Order in because I'm not a fucking cook. I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that so harshly. I just haven't learned the patience for cooking yet is what I like to say. I can cook. I know it tastes good, but, like, I don't like really to cook. All my friends love cooking, so I just let them take the rail. Yep, go ahead. I'm a really good assistant and I clean, but yeah. Ideally, how would you spend your birthday? Every year is different because I feel like I'm celebrating it differently. So this year I really wanted to go to a winery, but I don't know if I'm gonna have enough money, and I'm gonna be kind of lazy to like gather everybody. You know, I get like that every year. I always have like these big ideas, but then like when time comes to it, I'm like, well, if you guys want to take me out, you can, but I don't really care to go out anymore. I don't know. Like, should I go out? I mean, I guess I should because I didn't get to go out for, I don't know, dude. I went to like Tahoe for my 21st birthday, so like honestly, I don't give a fuck. Like, that shit was fun. Got booked up, did Trumies. It's pretty fun for me. I don't know. But yeah. I mean, maybe I'll go to like a bar or something. I mean, I do want to go to like a winery with all my friends. That'd be super fun. That's what I want to do this year. I don't know about next year. But ideally, how would you spend your birthday? I'd be traveling. I like to travel on my birthday. I like to see the world. I think it's super fun. What's the phone app you use the most? Twitter. I'm a Twitter whore. Maybe not like a whore on Twitter, but like I like to use Twitter a lot, you know? Can never give up Snapchat either. That's just because I like to talk to my friends, like send quick pics, like, you know? That's always fun. Twitter is probably my most used. Because I use that shit on the computer. I don't know, I'm a nerd. Well, I just use it when I'm bored, you know? Do you sleep with a top sheet? No, I sleep on my comforter. I have 200 questions. Try out these combo starters. What's your favorite thing about your current job? I just really like it. My favorite thing is the whole thing. It's my favorite. I'm just kidding. My favorite thing about my current job is how supportive they are. I really like how supportive my managers and bosses. They're really like, it's like a little family. I just like that because I've been in environments where everyone fucking hates each other and everyone talks shit about each other, and it makes it not any fun to like ever go to work. Like, who the fuck wants to go to work and like get shit talking about them? Like, this is not high school, bitch. I'm trying to go to work. Like, I don't need to get that. I've also worked for my family, which also is difficult because they like, I don't know, yell at you for like all the time for no reason, just because they can fucking yell at you. I was like, fuck you. Not like F you, sorry, that was a little harsh, but like, it did make me feel some type of way sometimes. Yeah, so I really like just like how this place, like, we don't really have like that. They're really just like cool people who just want to go to work and live a good life. Like, I really appreciate that. What annoys you the most? Guys being assholes. What annoys me the most? When I hate being rushed. I hate being rushed. That's unnecessary stress, bro. Like, why do you, every time I'm rushed and then I get there and I'm like, I rush myself and I get stressed out. I'm like, oh, so why did you guys leave me here? And they're like, I just wanted you here. I get, that pisses me off to the max. I'll probably never talk to you again. I hate when like people do that to me. They're like, they like rush me of my time of like just existing. And then they're like, I'm like, why? Like, what was that for? And they're like, I wanted to see you. I was getting, I'm like, oh my God. I'm gonna stab you in the throat right now. It's just, I don't like that unnecessary stress. Pisses me off. Or I hate when people get mad at me for being late. Except if it's my boss, like, understandable, you're paying me for my time. But everyone else can fucking suck a cock. Like, what the fuck? Are you paying me for my time? No? Then get off my fucking time cock. Because you're a fucking dick. Who the fuck gets mad at people for being late? Like, I just really don't appreciate it. You don't respect my time. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about your time. What about my time? I wanted to take my time, whore. Fuck, I fucking hate when people do that. They're like, be punctual. Shows organization. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. The only thing I need to show up on time for is, like, real responsibilities. And I'll show up on time for that. Like, work. Like, I got yelled at one time, and I was like, word. That's how it is. So, like, whatever. Like, I hate when people are like that. Like, you're taking so long. I'm like, okay, I'll take longer just because you said that. Asshole. Yeah, that's shout out to everyone that's ever gotten mad at me for being late. What's, just fuck time. Time's not even real. It's such a consensus culture. God. What's the career highlight? Okay, I don't want to talk about my career. How would your 10-year-old, I like that question. How would your 10-year-old self react to what you would do now? I hope she's proud of me. What I'm doing right now, like, I mean, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. I hope she, like, she's rich and she's like, Robin, I'm really glad you started today. You know, I'm really glad that you started living your life because we're rich now. I hope my 10-year-old's, oh wait, 10-year-old self. I thought it was 10. I'm stupid as hell. I thought it was 10 years from now. Oh my gosh. Rob, silly goose. 10-year-old self. Okay, 10-year-old self. Think about when you were 10, Robin. How old? What grade was I? Maybe like 4th, 5th grade? Oh my god. Hopefully my thing is still recording. I think it is. Maybe I'll end it soon. It's been like 30 minutes. I feel like that's a good start. How old were you? Wait, fuck. What would your 10-year-old self? That question. My 10-year-old self. My 10-year-old self. So I was like in fourth or fifth grade. I just said that. Yeah, so she would be so, dude, she would love me, bro. She would be like, no way, Robin. You have all these cool things. You're so cool. I never thought you'd be so cool. I'm still thinking I'm nerdy, but, you know, dude, 10-year-old Rob, she was nerdy. I'm still nerdy. But she was like, I don't know. She always wanted me to be a superstar. So I feel like that's, we're on the road, like, to being a superstar. So I feel like she'd be so, like, proud. Hopefully. She didn't have lots of hopes, like, I'm like, 10-year-old Rob was just like, hope you make it, sis. Like, she was just kind of out there. Like, I don't know. She was just living in the moment. Had no intention of the future. People would ask her of the future. She'd be like, I want to be, like, a singer. Had no no vocals, bro. I don't know. I just always felt like I was going to be on stage for some reason. So, I was just always like, I want to be, like, a dancer or something. Has no dance experience. Like, I just played soccer my whole fucking life. I fucking cried in dance classes when I was little, I guess. Like, 10-year-old Rob? She would just go swimming and, like, what do you want to do yet? I don't know. I wanted to be a teacher for a little bit in elementary school. Yeah, that's where that stemmed from. There it is. I wanted to be a teacher. I tried to go to school for teaching. Fucking hated it. I could never write lesson plans every day of my life. So that's why I concluded that in the future though, don't give up your dreams, little girl. If you live this long, We're going to be a substitute teacher, bitch. We are going to be a substitute fucking teacher because I don't have to write my own fucking lesson plans. They'll write it for me and I don't have to do it all the time. And they're not my kids. Like, I don't have to, like, I can give them back. We're not, like, going to, like, have, I'm going to have to be responsible for them. Just a couple days, maybe. And I'll be the cool substitute teacher. You bets believe. Yeah, I'll be super cool. Yep. So, I don't know. I think 10-year-old me would think I'm pretty fucking dope. 10-year-old me lived down the hall, so she'd look in this room and be like, oh yeah, you're cool. Because I am. The moon's staring at me, and I'm getting kind of lazy this morning. Like, trying to just stop talking now. Cool. Glad we all felt comfortable about that. Signing off. Sayonara. Maybe I should look up how to save this. Sayonara. What should be my sign off? See you tomorrow. What should be my sign off? Oh my gosh. Siri, stop listening to me. Fucks me up. The fuck should be my fucking sign off, guys? Rockin' rollin'. Okay, I guess my sign off is just gonna be, see you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. What do people say? Bye. Toodaloo. Toodaroo. Okay, bye.